your business. Hello, my name is Anastasia, returning a call from customer support. How can I help?
Yes, my name is Wanda Mays, and I had been calling about a charge that was on my credit card from your company. And I haven't received the product, and I'm trying to figure out what is what.
Can I get your zip code to better assist you?
32643.
And your first name was who?
Hold on a minute, Chantel.
What's your first and last name, ma'am?
Wanda Mays.
Mays. Thank you. And can you verify your address for security purposes? I do have an account with your name on it.
I don't know which address you got. I don't know if you have the P.O. box or street address.
It's a street address.
23276 Northwest 179th Place, High Springs, Florida. 32643.
Okay, ma'am, that's the address that's on that account. Can you hold while your account pulls up?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I did return on your bank account. You will be refunded $23.90. You agreed to the 35% refund.
Yes, ma'am. Did you go online and do a survey to like get a cookware, like something for the kitchen, like a kitchen mixer?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was 10, and you were charged in 1104 and 1106 because you were automatically enrolled in a gadget program, which in where you get monthly I'm sorry, ma'am.
And I can put that code with it, and that's going to get you the 50% refund, but that's all I can do is meet you halfway.
I'm going to go read it. The terms and conditions, ma'am.
Go ahead.
On the terms and conditions, did you read the terms and conditions before you?
I didn't never get no terms and conditions. That's why I'm calling, because my credit card has been charged $5.74.
That was for the shipping and handling, right?
Right. That's the only thing that I thought that I was supposed to be paying is shipping and handling. Then I done got it also a charge for 60. Let me get my paper here. A charge for $62.32, and it's another charge for $62.32 pending on my credit card. And
yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Have a product or anything. I want all of that canceled. I've already reported it as fraudulent.
Okay, well, I wish you would have came to us before you went to your bank. We would have gave you a
full. I haven't been able to get you guys on the phone, and I've been calling for 2 weeks. This is the first time that I've gotten a call back.
Okay, well, ma'am, there's nothing else I can do for you since you went to your bank. I can't touch your account or anything. I was going to get you refunded, but I can't even do that because you already went to your bank. So if you have your bank to call us and tell them to drop, get them to call us to drop the dispute, we can give you a full refund.
Okay, so you can't just cancel the order because I haven't received anything.
go ahead and give her the
50%. Okay. So let me show you how you do that. So 3425, all right? And where we at now?
Okay. I have you counsel, but as far as refunds and stuff, I can't assist you. Your banker have to call us.
Okay, and if the bank don't call, they'll just go ahead, the credit card company,
the bank,
just go ahead and take care of it.
The bank going to have to call us because it is a valid charge.
And then you're going to give her additional, put $10,000.
Okay, it's not a bank involved, but it's a credit card.
Well, they will call us also.
Okay, and the same number that you called me from?
No, ma'am. I'm not sure. It's the number that you called.
Okay, well, I need to know what number I need to give to them because I'll call
the same number
back.
That you called us from.
The same number that I called you from was a 855 number.
Well, that's the number that they're going to have to call.
A message for someone to call me back.
That's how we work. We're a call center.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just OTP, and did we offer her a refund? No. Right. Chantel, you people silly. She don't know her damn job. She kept break pausing and pausing.